Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends all around the world. When you hear the word freedom, what comes to your mind? A prisoner walking out of incarceration for the first time in a long time. Old pictures you've seen of slaves earning their freedom. Perhaps a dog unleashed and running free. Or maybe a graduation ceremony. So here's a question for us to ponder. What is accomplished in gaining one's freedom, and what is the best use of newly gained freedom? Today, would you consider with me what it looks like when a free person intentionally, by their own choice, places themselves in bondage to help other people? Have you ever heard of the word bond servant? The Apostle Paul referred to himself that way often, and in 1 Corinthians 9, he gives us a remarkable explanation of why he re-enslaved himself, even though free. The concept of bond servant is explained to us way back in Exodus chapter 21, verse 2 to 6. Listen, if you purchase a Hebrew servant, he is to serve you for 6 years, but in the 7th year he shall go free, without paying anything. But if the servant declares, "I love my master, and I do not want to go free," then the master shall take him before the judges. He shall take him to the doorpost and pierce his ear with an awl. Then he will be his bond servant for life. The piercing of the earlobe would leave a hole which would never heal again. Thus, whenever you saw a person with a hole in their earlobe, you knew without asking that they were a bond servant, someone who had earned their freedom, but chose instead to commit themselves to serving their master for the rest of their life. So I simply have to ask, are you a bond servant? Have you, in your freedom, chosen to commit yourself to a lifetime of service to someone? Is this a fresh look at marriage? Consider Ephesians 5:21. Serve one another out of reverence for Christ. Now that's a great motto for every God-honoring marriage, isn't it? Is bond servant a picture of the relationship you have chosen to develop and live with Jesus Christ, your Savior? Now, dig with me into 1 Corinthians 9 today. Paul says, "Am I not free?" And then Paul goes on to describe why he should be viewed as an equal with all the other apostles who had been with Jesus. But I'd like to focus on something very powerful that Paul writes and ask us if it should be true of you and me today, if you are a Christian and you want to make a difference in our world. Look at verse 12. "We put up with anything rather than hinder the work of the gospel of Jesus Christ." Do you remember what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 11? "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." So, my friends in North America, and my friends in Europe, and in Asia, and in Africa, and in South America, what have you had to put up with as you have sought to live your life in a God-honoring way, which was actually counterculture to the way most people live around you? Insult, being ignored, persecution, arrest, torture, loss of job, disowning by family, ridicule by friends? Is it the deep desire of your heart to say, "As a bondservant of Jesus Christ, I will put up with anything rather than hinder the work of the gospel of Jesus Christ"? Where does that courage come from, my friends? Look closely with me at what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9:19. "Though I am free and belong to no person, I make myself a slave to every person to win as many as possible." Wow, what a statement. Now look around your world where you live and work. What would this statement mean in your life if you began to really live this every day in every situation? Of course, it does not mean that we set aside our convictions or our core values or our identity as a bondservant to Jesus. So what does it mean to you in your situation? Now listen to verse 22 and 23. "I have become all things to all people, so that by all means I might save some." I do this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. Do you remember Hebrews 12:2 says, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame." Do you see how these two verses are reflections of each other? Paul was amazed that Jesus would leave his glory in heaven to come and live here on earth, limiting himself to the restrictions of a human body. But far more than that, Jesus allowed the human race that he had created to reject him, humiliate him, beat him, and crucify him. Why? Because Jesus was determined to do whatever it would take to provide the human race with the opportunity to find freedom from their sin bondage, their sin condemnation, and sin-deserved hell. I began today by asking, what is the best use of freedom? Paul says, the best use of my freedom, which was earned by Jesus' incarnation, death, and resurrection, is to do as Jesus did and serve humanity in any way necessary to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them in hopes that some of them will turn to and trust Jesus for their salvation and find freedom in Christ as I have. It begins with a decision that I will live my life in overflowing gratitude to Jesus for all that he has done in purchasing my freedom. And then a second decision, that I will live my life as a bondservant to Jesus, always available to serve him in any way that he instructs me. And then a third decision, I will live my life serving humanity as Jesus guides me, seeking at every opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus with those I am serving. And when my life comes to an end and I look back, I believe I will see that I lived my life as Jesus did, as Paul did, as millions of others have, as a bondservant to God, and both being and doing all I can to serve humanity for the purpose of drawing as many people to Jesus as my life can possibly draw. There is no greater use of my life, is there? What do you think about that?